Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. China blamed for possible cyber attack on U.S. federal workers. Officials say hackers in China launched a massive cyber attack on the federal agency responsible for collecting background and issuing security clearances for millions of government employees. The Office of Personnel Management says as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may be affected, and that number could go higher as the investigation goes on. A Chinese embassy spokesman in Washington says China outlaws cyber warfare, and jumping to conclusions and making hypothetical accusations is not responsible and counterproductive. The president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, warned lawmakers to prepare to defend against a possible full-scale invasion by Russia following a surge in fighting in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Poroshenko says 9,000 Russian troops already are inside the area. The Ukraine president spoke in Kiev Thursday, just a day after both the government and rebels said the worst combat in months had claimed at least 18 lives near the rebel-held city of Donetsk. Dozens more were wounded. Each side is blaming the other for the new fighting. Ghana's president says the death toll from a gas station explosion in the capital and widespread flooding increased to 150 people. President John Mahama says that the country will observe 3 days of mourning and that the government will allocate about $12 million for relief operations and repairs of damaged infrastructure. Reports from the scene say the explosion and resulting fire took place at a gas station and then spread to nearby buildings near the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in central Accra. The blast took place as dozens of people sought shelter at the gas station from torrential rain. This is VOA News. Bombs from a Saudi-led air offensive continued to fall across Yemen Thursday as the United Nations envoy scrambled to get the country's warring, marginalized, and exiled factions around a negotiating table in Geneva later this month. There's renewed optimism about peace talks that emerged this week after representatives or exiled President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi and the Houthi militia each indicated they might participate. In central China, rescuers have righted a cruise ship that capsized on the Yangtze River and say there is no chance of finding anyone else alive, with the death toll climbing to at least 82. The official Xinhua news agency says one side of the ship was rolled above water this morning. Only 14 people have been rescued and since the ship went down in severe weather Monday. About 400 passengers, many of whom are elderly, are still missing. South Korea confirmed the death of a fourth victim of the Middle East respiratory syndrome outbreak in the country. Health officials say a 76-year-old man died Thursday. About 1,600 people have been quarantined in South Korea, most at home, but some in medical institutions. Pakistan's president says Afghan President Ashraf Ghani responded warmly to what he called his country's sincere overtures and that improving relations with Kabul will lead to regional peace and stability. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Pakistan President Mamnoon Hussain says Pakistan is a peaceful nation and it desires friendly relations with international community, particularly with its neighbors. Addressing lawmakers to begin the parliamentary year, he said Pakistan's sincerity to forge close ties has resulted in the opening of a new chapter in bilateral relations with Afghanistan's new government. The president added, "We are pleased to note that Mr. Ashraf Ghani and the new Afghan leadership have warmly reciprocated to Pakistan's sincere initiative." Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Another U.S. Republican presidential hopeful is in the race. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry made it official Thursday. VOA's Jim Malone has more.
Surrounded by family and supporters, Rick Perry announced his candidacy in his home state of Texas. Perry focused much of his statement on what he believes are the foreign policy failings of President Barack Obama, including the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq and the rise of the Islamic State.
We don't have to settle for a world in chaos and an America that it shrinks from its responsibilities.
Perry is the latest of several Republicans to join the 2016 race in recent days. Jim Malone, Washington.
Rick Perry is the 10th Republican to join the 2016 race. He ran unsuccessfully for the Republican nomination back in 2012. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.